Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
66
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
63
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
59 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
59 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
57 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Clear.
57 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Clear.
64 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Clear.
66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Clear.
66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Good morning, stateside. This is a UK station calling in through Echolink. Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. UK station calling.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Clear.
66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Clear.
75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Clear.
79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Clear.
79 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Clear.
79 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Clear.
79 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 1800 hours.
Clear.
79 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 1900 hours.
Clear.
79 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 2000 hours.
Clear.
77 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 21 hours.
Clear.
77 degrees.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike, and my call sign is KD8MMH. That's Kilo Delta 8, Mike Mike Hotel, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call Net Control now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie, Quebec. KE8BCQ, Dave, Bay City. I will be in and out. 73 guys.
Okay, thank you, Dave. We have you marked down as in and out station this evening. 73, thanks for checking in with us. Do we have any other mobile, short time, or in and out stations? If so, please call Net Control now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township. Check me in and out. Have a wonderful night. KC8BOA, back to KD8MMH.
All right, thank you, Rick. Appreciate that. We have you checked in as in and out also. 73 to you also. You have a great night ahead. Do we have any other mobile short time or in and out stations? If so, please call Net Control now. At this time, I will take check-ins from any Echolink stations. Any Echolink stations wishing to join our Monday Night Net, please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard from Echolink. At this time, I will take all other regular check-ins. Any other stations wishing to join our Monday Night Net, please call Net Control now.
This is Dave, WADW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is KC8YVF, Ron, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is KCI, Jeff, Oakley, no traffic.
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
KDADAZ, Minnie, Bert, no traffic.
NAKPR, Bob, Frankfurt Township, no traffic.
All right, we have a fairly good start to the list here. Let me run down what I've got so far, see if we've got any other corrections or additions here when I'm done. First off, I have Dave, KE8DCQ, as an in-and-out station. Thank you, Dave. And I have Rick, KC8VOA, also is in-and-out station. Thank you, Rick. Our regular check-ins tonight, we have, first off, Dave, W8EW, and then Ron, KC8YVF, and Jeff, K8KCI, and Tom, N8EUI. I have Mike, KF8EDQ, and I have Minnie, KD8PAC, and Bob, K8KPR. Are there any additions or corrections? If so, please call net control now. Okay, nothing heard with that. We will go ahead and get this evening's net started. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. A couple announcements. Kind of a busy week this week for amateur radio events. First off, and I'll let Ron elaborate on this a little bit more when we get down to him, but first off, tomorrow night is National Night out at the soccer fields on McCarty Road. The County Communications Trailer will be out there, and Savara and the Aries Group will be out there for that, so feel free to stop by. It runs, I believe, from 6 until 9. We usually show up around 5 for setup, so I'll let Ron talk about that more when we get to him. Also, this Friday evening is our monthly club meeting. That will be August 7th. That will be at 7 p.m. out at Harry Brown Airport. It will also be, seeing as though we did not have a July meeting, that's our first meeting since June, and our August meeting is always also our ice cream social meeting. So feel free to stop by for that. I actually will not be presiding over the club meeting on Friday. We'll have our Vice President, Brian, taking over my duties for that. So, but we have going to have quite a few different flavors of ice cream, so bring an appetite for that, and I hope to see you out there Friday night for the club meeting. Also, let me take a second here. Also, upcoming on Saturday, August 22nd, will be the club's 70th anniversary party. That will be out at Sullivan's on Gratiot, just west of Center. You should have gotten an invitation in the mail by now. If you have not replied with your RSVP to Ron, please let him know as soon as possible if you will be attending the club's 70th anniversary party. With that, we will go ahead and get this evening's net started. First off on the list, we have Dave, W8DW, and Standby Ron. Dave, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Mike. KD8MMH, WADW. I've been just trying to get back to normal here. Got a lot of little things to do and straighten up. So I've been doing that, working on the RV and working in the yard and trying to get back to normal. Actually, went out and did a couple walks and did a 3.5 mile walk here the other day and a couple of 2 mile walks over the last couple of days, so trying to get back into normal. Actually, we're going to try and go off on Wednesday, so that's on the schedule. We'll see what happens there. I don't have a whole lot more there, Mike. We'll turn it back to you. K8MMH, W8DW.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
All right, well, very good, Dave. Thanks for joining us tonight. And, great deal on getting back in business there and getting some walks in. Hopefully everything goes well with the golfing outing also. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and standby Jeff. Ron, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net. Hope everybody had a good week and weekend. For tomorrow night, as Mike said, you pretty much covered everything. We have the National Night Out set up at 5. It usually starts around 6 o'clock, runs to about 8:30 or so. And we'll have the communications trailer out there and be talking to the general public about amateur radio, weather spotting, and those type of things that we do. For the anniversary party, the RSVPs were due by August 1st. I did have a couple that came in on the 2nd. So I do need to know very, very quickly because I have to call the restaurant to set up the number. We are above the number that we had anticipated, which is good, but we do have to inform the restaurant so they know how many are coming, the tables to set up, the amount of food, and all of those things to have on hand for that. So if you have any inclination of attending the anniversary party, let me know tonight. Let me know tomorrow. That's about it. So we got to get this done so I can get this into the restaurant to get everything set up. We're running out of time here. So weekend-wise, I was expecting a bunch of rain. We're supposed to get anywhere from a half inch to an inch on Saturday and some more on Sunday. And basically, I got little to nothing. I got less than 2/10 of an inch over the 2 days. So we had planned to do the outside work in the gardens, the wife and I, and rain in the morning said, okay, let's go do some shopping, get that done, and then we'll come back. Well, by the time we got our shopping done, it was 3:15, so I didn't leave a lot of time left in the day, and we didn't feel like it at that point, so we didn't get anything done then. We got a little done yesterday, things around the house, but it was kind of another off weekend. We still got things to get done. As Mike said, National Night Out tomorrow, Thursday. I'll be up at the Midland meeting. I think Mike's going to that too. Friday is our club meeting. Saturday morning is the club breakfast. We're back again, club breakfast, 8:30 up at Levi's. So we'll be there for that. So full week ham radio between National Night Out and the club meetings and the breakfast. So hopefully you see some of you attend some of those options there. And wait for the ice cream on Friday. That's good. Well, that, Mike, I'll turn it back over to you for the 73 round, KC8YVF, back to net. All right, very good, Ron. Thanks for joining us tonight and for all the reminders. I will be out at the soccer complex tomorrow also for the National Night Out, so I will see you out there for that. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. All right, next up we'll go to Jeff, K8KCI, and then I'll do another standby before we go to Tom. Jeff, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Good evening, everybody, and thanks, Mike, for taking over and doing the net. Well, other than it's been a beautiful day, nice and cool. Yeah, we got about 6/10 of an inch over here. We're not going to complain. The soybeans said, yeah, we'll turn our leaves down for a little bit, and now they're back up again saying, hey, we need some more. So other than that, fighting the weeds and in between, but we've been turning up north and back and all over and feeling a lot better now than what I was a week ago. So we're doing better here, and other than that, we're just celebrating a birthday today. So that's about what I did. We went to an appointment this morning for the wife, and I just kind of been cleaning up and doing stuff and working on some 3D prints, and I guess on the radio. So back to that control, and I plan on being there tomorrow. So that's it for me. Back to that control, KCI.
All right, well, very good, Jeff. Thanks for joining us tonight, and good to hear you're feeling better. And, yeah, you are definitely right with the weather. Turning around being a lot nicer last couple days with the cooler weather. As far as rain here, Saturday, just a drizzle or so now and then, not a washout, that's for sure. Got the lawn mowed today, so, but yeah, definitely enjoying the cooler temperatures and giving a break up to the air conditioning. At this time, is there anyone else that would like to join our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now.
This is 8MTN, Doug. No traffic. I got two questions. One is, how far from the parking to where the trailer could be? And the other one is, there's only one of me coming to the celebration. And 8MTN.
All right, very good, Doug. We've got you added to the list. As far as how far from the parking lot the trailer is going to be, that question is always up in the air as far as generally it's Mark that drops the county communications trailer off. It's generally not too far of a walk from the parking lot to the trailer. I would estimate maybe 25 yards tops or so, somewhere in that area. That's about where it usually is. The last couple of years, as you pull into the soccer complex, we're to the left, to the, I believe that's the east. So look for us. Can't miss it. It's the big county communications trailer. So hope to see you out there. All right, next up we will go to Tom, N-8-E-U-I, and standby Mike, K-F-8-E-D-Q. Tom, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, Mike, thanks very much. This is N-8-E-U-I. Hope everyone's doing well tonight. So everything's been pretty fair on this end for me and my wife, Barb. Glad Dave, DW, and Jeff are feeling better. And it's been a very comfortable few evenings. I went for my walk, my 1 mile walk I do every night, and it was too hot. I do it treadmill down in the basement, but it's nice to get outside. Tonight was just a gorgeous evening to walk. I just took my time. It's really, really comfortable outside, so hope we have a few more of those days before it starts to heat up again. But yeah, I'll be there tomorrow night about 5 p.m. To help out, and hope everybody, see everybody there too. And also the ice cream social this Friday's night's meeting. Hope to see everybody there for some ice cream and treats. Let me break real quick. Let's see, not too much this past week. I cut the grass on Thursday, and I got a whole not even one bag of clippings, because even despite the rain, just hasn't been growing much. Well, it's the way it is. Got a cut, and of course, you know, it's a constant war with the weeds, too. Despite the weed killer I put down, they still find a way to grow anyway. Friday, our granddaughter, she turned 10, so we had a birthday party for just the grandparents at her house, and cake and ice cream. My grandma, she made a kitty cake. Our granddaughter loves cats. They have cats of their own. And grandma, she made it. She carved up a couple of brown chocolate cakes, and then she carved it into a kitty with a tail and ears and a little bow tie and things like that for the kitty around the collar. So granddaughter really loved that. And then yesterday we all got together, the family got together. We met over at the other side restaurant, which is next door to Riverside in Cleveland, for a late afternoon lunch / dinner, and visited for about a couple hours. So that was quite a lot. That was a lot of fun too. So it's kind of slow on our end. It was fulfilling, but not real busy week. But you know, it's the way it is, summertime. So. Anyway, I'll toss it back to Net Control, and we'll hear what everybody else has to say. So until then, I'll catch you on the 73 round. This is N-8-E-U-I.
All right, well, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow night also. I will be out there. And, yeah, like you said, with the lack of rain that we've had here recently, the grass is not growing much, so makes it a lot easier not having to catch it. I can just use the mulch feature on the mower and mulch it back in when there's not that much out there. It's not so thick that it pumps up or anything. So it works out good. Anyway, next up on our list, we will go to Mike, KF8EDQ, and Standby Mini. Mike, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
KD8MMH, KF8EDQ. Yeah, thanks for doing the net tonight, Mike. What have I been up to lately? I put in a request into the 44 net to get an IP address for that MI6 WAN system. So I'm working through that. I put in an erroneous IP address request. So I didn't know what I was doing. So I'll have to explain my situation to them and get it resolved. I ported my phone numbers and my house internet over to T-Mobile recently. I did the phones over the weekend. T-Mobile installed fiber lines up and down the street. And they offered to hook it up to my house for free. So I got a 1 month free of the service, and it seems to work with my work and everything, so I've been pretty happy with it. That's all I got for this round. KF8EDQ, back to net.
All right, well, very good. Thanks for joining us this evening, Mike. Yeah, definitely, if they do get fiber out to your house, I know they've been doing it, and I think last fall they did it here in Carlton Township, too. I still stuck with Charter. But, yeah, the speeds of the fiber and the reliability, I guess, is way up there, quite fast compared with all the other options out there. All right, next up on our list, we will go to Mini, K8PAZ, and Standby Bob, N8KPR. Mini, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, KD8MMH. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everyone. Yeah, I've been a little busy last week. I had breakfast with my family on Wednesday and luncheon with the girls I graduated with on Wednesday afternoon. And Thursday, I went to Bertrand to Epstein's for lunch for my birthday. And Friday, I met with some friends over in Oakley for breakfast. So it was a pretty busy week last week, 3 days anyway. And ever since then, I've been just sitting here and resting up. So anyway, I did about all I've done today was my laundry. So anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to KD8MMH.
Very good, Manny. Appreciate you joining us this evening, and belated happy birthday to you there. Yeah, sounds like you definitely had a busy week with all the partying and dinners and everything you've been to, so good job on that. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Bob, N8KPR, and Standby Doug. Bob, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike. Everybody else on the net. Good to hear everybody. Picking up loose ends around the house here this today. Had bought. I went and picked up a yard of mulch probably 3 weeks ago. But it was so hot out, I didn't feel like doing it. So today was a perfect day for it. So I had bought 2 yards last year, and because I hadn't did it in like maybe 3 years, so it needed it. So I did it last year, and then this year I only picked up 1 yard, and just freshen it up a little bit, make it look a little nicer. Stuff kind of fades out, you know. And the trouble with it, you know, with mulch, it's just like it creates dirt. Basically, turns into dirt. So around the edges, I got to kind of dig the dirt out so the mulch isn't, you know, coming over the edge. But anyways, got that done tonight. Wake up a little bit towards the end. What else they do today? I'll cut part of my yard, the fenced-in part where I used to have my in-ground pool. I take care of that better than I do the rest of the yard. I got like 2 acres, and I really don't, you know, I feed everything, maybe you weed and feed it once a year, but except for the part that's fenced in, which is like a 90 by 90 foot area. I take care of that better than the rest of the yard, just due to the fact it would cost me way too much money. And what else I got? Owl Garden. I was camping last weekend, and when I come home Sunday, I had a whole bunch of cucumbers and whatnot to pick. So we got a lot of cucumbers, and went on water the garden tonight since we didn't get any rain. Speaking of rain, we only got 0.12 inches of rain here in Frankenmuth over the 2 days that it was supposed to rain. So didn't get nothing, basically. Back to you, Mike. Best in that control, NAKPR.
Hey, oh, very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. And yeah, like you said, the weather has been perfect for doing some yard work, outside work. And it is that time of year where a lot of the vegetables and fruits and things are starting to come in. So good job on that. Appreciate it. All right, this is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. Next up on our list, we'll go to Doug, N8NTN, and that'll bring us to the bottom of the list. I'll do another standby after Doug. Doug, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
And it's good evening to everybody. And I'm going to try to get down there tomorrow. I'll put my scooter in the car, and if I wind up parking too far, I'll get the scooter, put it together, and ride that over to the trailer. So, we'll see how it goes. If I get in the way, I'll just get out of the way. See you all tomorrow. And then at the end, back to that.
Hey, very good, Doug. Appreciate you joining us tonight. And, yeah, look forward to seeing you tomorrow night there also. Depending on how early you get there, you shouldn't have too much of a problem. There's usually quite a few parking spots up close. If you get there right around 5 or a little before, you should not have a problem at all with parking fairly close. All right, that brings us to the bottom of the list. Is there anyone else that would like to join us for our Monday night net? If so, please call Net Control now.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Hey, nothing heard. So with that, we'll start again at the top of the list. First off, we'll go to Dave, WADW, and standby Ron, 73 round. Good evening once again to you, Dave. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Mike. 88MMH, WADW. I was going to tell Doug just the same that the earlier you get there, the closer you can get. So that's the big part of the whole story there. Anyway, not a whole lot more going on here. We've got a few plans for the week, and probably won't be at the club meeting. I may try and get out there tomorrow to the night out, but not sure if we're going to make that either. So just trying to get back to normal. anyway, that's about all I got. Just say 73. Everyone have a good week, and catch you down the log. KD8MMH, WADW.
All right, a very good day. Thanks for joining us this evening. Yeah, hopefully you can make it out there tomorrow night, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow night. See you out there. Appreciate it. Thanks once again. 73, you have a great week ahead. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and standby Jeff. And Ron, one quick question. I'm assuming you'll be around at the end of the net for the net report. All right, go ahead, Ron.
To answer your question, yes, I will be here at the end of the net. And yeah, I had a busy weekend coming up too. Saturday, I've got my brother and sister-in-law coming up. I've got my cousin and her wife. I've got my daughter, son-in-law, and the grandkids. My wife and I. Saturday, we're going, it's also, I think, Friday as well, but we're going Saturday down to Ojibwe Island for the Saginaw Craft Show. They list 62 vendors are going to be down there. I'd like to see what the island looks like since they put several million dollars into renovation into it. So we'll go down for that. That's in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I know Friday, Saturday, and I think it's also on Sunday, they're doing the Foodie Fest out at the Fashion Square Mall. They're supposed to have 40-plus food trucks and beverage vendors out there, and also they are listing 37 more crafters that are going to be out at the mall. So out in the parking lot at the mall on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I think it is, So we're going to go check that out. Like I said, 40-some food trucks all parked out there. And I was looking. It's online. It just looked like Foodie Fest. Do Google search for it, and they get list all the different vendors and what's going on as far as that. So everything's free for that. Free parking, obviously, in the mall parking lot. And at least something to do out at the mall. That'd be nice. Problem is just kind of getting to it. There's a lot of roads closed around the area. I'm having a difficult time getting to work anymore. I used to take Davenport down, cross the bridge, and where I needed to go out on M81, but since Davenport's been messed up for, and State Street now for the last almost year and a half, and they're still not looking to be anywhere close to being finished on that, I've been taking Weiss. Well, now they're doing construction on Weiss, and first of all, it was just from Michigan west to about before Mason. And now it's going further and further and further west, so I decided I would just go take Weiss down the Bay Road and then fight with the traffic through the detour. Now they got it blocked off at Mackinac, so as far as I can go east is Mackinac. So between Mackinac and Michigan, Weiss is now closed, so it makes everything difficult. And even if you get on the other side of Bay Road, all the north-south roads, Delaware and Mason and Woodbridge and Barnard and all of those are also closed. And if you've been down State Street and Davenport, the detour, they've got that blocked off. At least one side of the lane is Consumers is putting in, I think, gas lines or something. So it's a mess. And supposedly Weiss isn't going to be done until November, and I'm kind of curious how that's going to work with the Skills Center down there on Weiss, how kids are going to get to it when the roads all tore up and everything else. So it's going to be interesting. So everyone, hopefully I'll see a few of you tomorrow night. As they said, Doug, the closer you get is the time-wise. You're there about five, a little after. You're not too far away. But as the people start rolling in at 6 o'clock, they end up parking all across this road, across McCarty, in the school parking lot over there. So then you've got a real long walk. So that's what we've got. But see some of you tomorrow. See some of you on Friday. And have a good week, everyone. KC8YVF back to net. All right. Well, very good, Ron. Thanks for joining us tonight. And, kind of a personal update on the traffic around the Fashion Square Mall there. I happened to be going that way today from Meijer back to North Michigan. And Tittabawassee is now open, clear all the way from Bay Road to Fashion Square. But from Fashion Square Boulevard to roughly in front of Lowe's Town Center, I guess is the name of that road. It is only open one lane in the east direction. The west direction, they have it detoured somewhere. Exactly where, I'm not sure. I didn't go that way. I didn't go west. I headed east, and east has one lane open on Tittabawassee. So note to self for that if you're traveling down Tittabawassee anytime soon. And as far as food trucks, you mentioned, yeah, the Fashion Square Mall, they're having the food truck thing. I also had seen somewhere that tomorrow night, a national night out, not sure how many food trucks will be there, but I did see that the one that what do they call it, the Wonder Burger, and I've been at their food truck a few times, and they do have very good hamburgers. The Wonder Burger food truck will be at the National Night Out tomorrow night. If you're looking for food out at the National Night Out, they will have that one out there. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Jeff KCI and Standby Tom 73 round. Good evening once again to you, Jeff. Go right ahead.
Well, thanks, Mike, and everything else went good this week, so we just started getting better and better, so working on tractors, the antique ones for Mid-Michigan Old Gas out here, that comes up here in a couple weekends, so I think the 15th, other than that, the Saginaw Fair will be starting tomorrow, so Susie right around my birthday, and so don't forget, it's out here in the big town of Chesaning. So other than that, we'll see you at the meeting We're going to do a couple POTAs on our way in there, I think, just try to get out of the house and get something done while we can. So, 73s, everybody, and have a good one, and we'll see some of you tomorrow and the rest of town Friday. Hey, KCI, back in that control.
All right, well, very good, Jeff. Appreciate you joining us this evening, and thanks for the information. Yeah, I forgot, totally forgot about the Saginaw Fair coming up here this week, so good information on that. Also, I'm in a week or couple weeks, also the Ogumaw County Fair, and that's always a nice fair. Cabin used to be up in Ogumaw County, so I've been to that one many times, and that's always a nice one to go to also. Good information there. Thanks for joining us, Jeff. 73, you have a great weekend, and yeah, we'll see you tomorrow night over at the soccer complex. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Tom, N-A-D-U-I, and stand by Mike, KFADDQ. Tom, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
It's Mike, this is N-A-D-U-I. Not much else. I just remember one thing. A couple weeks ago, we had all that smoke from Canada. I had a Ferris State University, I graduated from Ferris State University decades ago. And we had an alumni gathering scheduled 2 weeks ago, last Friday. And but because of the smoke, it was canceled. So they put on an email saying if everybody was signed up for the alumni game, that you will get a voucher to go to a future game within the general, within the regular season. So I looked at the schedule, and there's only a couple more weeks of home games. So Barbara and I, we got to find out which game we want to go to. Probably next week. They're away this week, but they'll be home next week. And I'm playing South Bend. So we got to find out a day to schedule the game, because along with the alumni game came special discounts on food and drinks and things like that. So we got to get working on that. So next week, hopefully, we'll get that game taken care of. So. Looking forward to that. Hopefully there won't be any more smoke for a while, at least not to cancel the game a second time, hopefully not. So, anyways, that's it for me on this end. I hope to see everybody tomorrow night, and then Friday night at the Ice Cream Social, and hope everybody has a good week, and be safe out there. So this is NAEUI saying good night, 73.
All right, well, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us this evening. And, yeah, hopefully the smoke canceled quite a few things, actually, when it was so thick here. And, yeah, seeing some of the online live cameras of different areas, like the Mackinac Bridge camera, you couldn't even see the towers of the bridge there from all the thick smoke. So hopefully we're done with that for quite some time, and you can get all of your canceled appointments back in that happened to be planned outside during the smoke. 73, Tom, you have a great evening, and we will see you tomorrow night. This is K8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. Next up, we'll go to Mike, KF8EDQ, and stand by Mini. Mike, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I was tempted to stay with Spectrum, and I was almost sure that I was going to until I talked to some people at T-Mobile, and they gave me a good deal on phone service. So it's a little bit cheaper, and the data allowances, especially for like mobile hotspotting, which isn't something that I do a ton of, but it moved, you know, with Charter it was 5 gigs, and with T-Mobile it's 60 gigs. So I'm, you know, it opens up some more possibilities for me anyway. You know, I hope everyone has a good week, and I'll say 73. So take care, everyone, and we'll talk again next week. KFAEDQ, back to net.
All right, well, very good, Mike. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Minnie, K8PAZ, and stand by Bob. Minnie, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Mike. This is KD8BAZ. Well, not much more to talk about. Hope to see some of you Friday night. Try and make it out there. And maybe some of you on Saturday morning. It depends. Anyway, everybody have a good week, and we'll talk to everybody next week. This is KD8BAZ, back to KD8MNH.
All right, well, very good, Minnie. 7-3 to you all, so you have a great week ahead. Definitely a pleasure hearing from you this evening, and you have a great week. We'll talk to you here later. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Bob, N8KPR, and standby Doug. Bob, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Yes, Mike, this is N8KPR. Yeah, tomorrow night I have a club meeting with my flying club, the RC Planes Flying Club, is first Tuesday of the month. So we got a meeting out at the airfield, and the nights we can't make it, if it's rainy out or inclement, we go to the Burger King here in Franklin. They let us use a room that's in front of the store, basically, where they have training and whatnot, but they let us use that, and they also let us use during the winter from October through April. Or if it's inclement, we get to use it then too. It's a cool. It's kind of a neat, you know, workout. It works out well. Plus, if they have an overhead projector, you know, with a screen and stuff, we can show old videos or, you know, different things we can show there too. So it works out nice. And other than that, I have, going up camping again this weekend, as usual, pretty much every weekend. And just taking care of business around here. Oh, I got a replacement power cord in my travel trailer here that I have here at home. It accidentally fell out of its thing and was dragging down the road and kind of wore the prongs off it. So I gotta replace that. I got the pigtail for it. I think I'll do that tomorrow. And with that said, thanks for doing that, Mike. 73s, everybody. Have a great week. Back net control, this is NKPR.
There you go. Very good, Bob. 7-3 to you all, so you have a great week ahead. Thanks for joining us this evening. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Doug, N8NTN, and that will bring us to the bottom of the list. I'll do one final standby after that. Doug, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Well, I don't have much left. I'll attempt to get in there tomorrow and see how it goes. I'll shoot for the 4-5. That should get me in there. Should be in good shape. Ferron's notes. It'll just be me going to the get-together. And 8NTN, back to that.
All right, very good, Doug. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 7-3 to you. You have a great week ahead, and I hope to run into you tomorrow night there out at the National Night Out. That brings us to the bottom of the list. Is there anyone else that would like to join the Monday Night Net before we close it down? If so, please call Net Control now.
Whiskey 8, Hotel Romeo Foxtrot, W8HRF.
KF8, DRC, Jack.
Okay, we picked up W8HRF and also KF8DRC. W8HRF, go right ahead.
Good evening to everybody on the net, W8HRF. The name here is Josh, Juliet Oscar Sierra Hotel. Just here visiting Saginaw and heard you guys running the net and wanted to check in and say hello. Sounds like it's a very fun, interesting week here in Saginaw with the event that you guys are doing tomorrow and the fair and whatnot. So wish you best of luck for all of that. It sounds awesome. and appreciate all the information about the travel restrictions, all the road construction. So, say thank you for running the net. So, back to net control, Whiskey 8 Hotel Romeo Foxtrot.
Great. Well, very good, Josh. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. It's been a pleasure. We're here every Monday night, 9 o'clock, so if you're in the area, feel free to drop on by. Always love having new hams join us on our net here. So thanks once again. 73 to you. You have a great week ahead. All right, and also we picked up Jack, KF8DRC. Jack, go right ahead.
Well, good evening, Mike and all on the net. I had a good time last 2 days ago, and the good time was on pickled cucumbers. There was a lot of them came out, picked them all up, and give them away to the family. I kept a few, plus tomatoes. I planted beefsteak tomatoes, and I also planted Amish tomatoes. The Amish tomatoes, so sweet. I don't know if you ever taste one or not, but they were sweet. I ate two of them today. And really, I was on 6 meter today, and it was busy, 6 meter. And I talked to three people from the United States. And I was busy all week outside, you know, I cleaned this up and all that. And you know how it is when you got two and a half lots of land. It takes a lot of time. Well, again, thank you, Mike, for running the net. You take care and you have a good evening. Oh, and Mike, too. KF8DRC.
All right. Well, very good, Jack. I appreciate you joining us this evening. Glad we could get you in there. 73 to you. You have a great week ahead. Hopefully talk to you here next Monday night. Brings us to the bottom of the list. Once again, is there anyone else that would like to join the Monday Night Net before we close it down? If so, please call Net Control now.
You can pull me in and out, Mike. Give it up to there.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. We've got you as in and out. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead. Anyone else like to check into the net before we close it down? If so, please call Net Control. Are there any closing comments or announcements for the Savara Net? Hey, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 14 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike, KD8MMH. This net is now closed, returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. Once again, thank you one and all. 73, you have a great week ahead. And Ron, KC8YBF, stand by here for just 1 second while I get the numbers together for the net report. Okay, KC8YBF, KD8MMH, let me know if you're ready for the report, Ron.
I am ready, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, this will be my number 168. 168, routine, Hotel X-Ray Golf, 88 MMH, check of 8, Saginaw, Michigan, date is August, what is today? August 3rd, 2026. And it's being addressed to yourself, Ron Huss, at Amateur Call, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Break for text. Total check-ins. Figures 14, 1-4. Total time, figures 48, 4-8.
minutes. X-ray. And no more. I'll copy.
I copy the report, Mike. Thanks for doing the net tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow night. I won't be there till about 5 o'clock. By the time I get out of work, I will pick up John, and then I will be out there. So we'll see you then, KCHYVF.
Okay, sounds good, Ron. Let me know if you can think of anything else I need to bring, other than the, I know I need the holders, the pamphlet holders. If you can think of anything other than the pamphlet holders I need to bring, shoot me a text or let me know, and we will see you tomorrow night. If I get there earlier, I should also remember, and I'll have the trailer key so I can get that opened up and kind of started underway before you get there. KD8MMH.
Yeah, no problem, Mike. Like I said, I'm bringing the Easy up, a couple of chairs. If you want to bring another chair, so, but I bring a couple of the folding chairs and the banner for the front of the table and the pamphlets, and I'm bringing fuel for the generator to make sure that we've got gas on that to last for the night. So everything's already packed in the car, but the computers, those are still sitting in the garage. I'll load those in the car when I leave for work in the morning, so we'll see you there tomorrow. KC8YVF.
Sounds good, Ron. We'll see you there tomorrow night. KD8MMH, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 70 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.